This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Be ruining the fact that the Niners went to Michael Crabtree in the end zone there at the end of that.
No,
Super
20
Bowl.
Years from now, you're going to be mad at Bob Melvin and Kaiway Tang still.
But right? I also don't think that like the Niners also, okay, they screwed that up. Then went back to the NFC Championship game and lost that game. And I don't go, well, it's because of the Crabtree fade that should have been a hold and we would have won the Super Bowl the next year. It's like, no. Pump the brakes. Like, relax, everybody. I remember the sequence of events, all right? Like, yes, that individual thing was an absolute screw job. That doesn't take away from the fact that you went to the Super Bowl the next year.
And you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, Nation 1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors, Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
What I was going to ask you, though, was...
What's up?
He said, I would have played for free. And I agree. I actually think he would have played for free. I really do believe Bill Romanowski would have played football for free. How many people in the modern game of any sport could you say, I truly believe with my heart of hearts, they would play for free?
No, I can't think of one. Not today's game.
No, I think there's some.
Give them to me then.
Well, like for example, yeah, like I do believe Brandon Pajemski would play basketball for free. Like, yes, I do. What do you mean?
Not this next generation coming up. They're trying to get their dollar bills.
I disagree.
Bills,
no, I disagree.
Yeah, no, not
I think
pods.
There's a lot of Tyrese Halliburton. I get the sense like would play for free. I think he loves competing. I think these guys are competitionaholics. Patrick Mahomes, I think would play for free. I do.
I know Kobe Bryant would have played
exactly.
For free.
Exactly. See, now you're playing the game with me.
Kobe would pay to play.
All right.
But all these guys were saying this made a boatload of money.
Of course they did.
So like he's like.
Of course they did. We're playing a hypothetical game here.
It's hard for me to play the hypothetical game knowing all these guys made the money. Ask them that if they hadn't made any money yet and get back to me. They're probably like, nah, probably not. I want to get paid. I'd rather go overseas.
Do you believe I would be talking sports this passionately whether I was getting paid or not? Because I did for years on a podcast that no one was listening to.
But would you be getting up at 4 in the morning to do it?
I was doing it every single Niner game of 0-10 seasons of this. You can say what you want.
No,
I did it for me.
Joe, I'm not questioning your passion.
Like, you're either about that life or you're not.
I'm not questioning your passion. I don't say that. But there's levels of, like, would you want to get up at 4 in the morning to, like, talk about it for free? Probably not. Like, that's what we're asking these guys to do. Like, today's game, I don't think people are willing to play for free. And quite frankly, why should you?
Of course.
When they're making billions of dollars off
you. You're taking it too literal. You're taking it way too literal. Would you wake up and lift and work with your individual trainer?
I'm talking about
who you could see. Like, you said Kobe. I agree with you, Carter. Kobe would have played for free. I agree. Hypothetically, in this scenario. What about Steph? I think so. I think he loves sports. The guy plays golf for free. He loves golf.
If there was a player on the Warriors, it'd probably, be Steph. Sure. Steph. I mean.
What about Durant? I think Durant would. I really do. I do. I really think Durant would play for free. I know there's a compensation package and there's this and there's that. I really truly believe.
I guess what I'm trying to, it's hard for me to wrap my mind around this because of the whole CBA and everything. Like, the way money has dominated the way we discuss the game now. I can't detach it anymore. As we're talking about Kuminga for the last, I don't know, like 5 years, it feels like.
I think one thing that I think
about. The Kuminga crisis, the qualifying offers.
You bring up the money, and one thing that I think about, and this is why I put Patrick Mahomes.
And I hate that I have to do that.
No, but I think you're dismissing something. When you have hundreds of millions of dollars, and you still have the burning desire to chase ghosts, that's what makes you Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Steph Curry. The money, yes, of course the money makes things better. I'm not denying that. How could you? You have nutrition, you have, you know, advantages financially that set you up to be trained better. And there's so many. I'm not denying that. What I'm saying is that there are so many examples of people who just taper off a little, that don't care as much. Right? Like we see this in sports. They get paid a little and they just get a little more comfortable. Just a little more comfortable. I'm not saying they're not all. I'm saying there are very few that have that burning desire. It doesn't matter how much I'm making. I still am chasing my own excellence. Kobe, Mahomes, Brady, like those are the best of the best of the best of the best. Jerry Rice, Steph Curry. I'll even give LeBron this. We want to dog LeBron all we want. I'm going to put LeBron there. People might not. I will. I do think that he's actually, you know, like really does put in all the work and does care.
No, he does. I'm not questioning LeBron's work ethic and whether or not he cares. I'm questioning whether or not he would ever play for free in his entire life outside of high school. The answer is no. Guy is 40 years old and still wants to get $100 million. He was offended. He was offended at the notion that the Lakers want to move on with Luka Doncic as the face of their franchise. At 40 years old, LeBron's like, oh, no. Sorry. I'm very cynical when it comes to these conversations. I'm really not trying to be, Joe. Because the money aspect of how we talk about sports now is just taking over so much. My brain cannot fathom players actually like playing for free. It can't.
Do you think Pat Riley is motivated
College
by money?
Players get paid
do you
now.
Think do you think Pat Riley's motivated by money in Miami to succeed?
He's motivated by legacy, at this point. He's also like 80, like in his 80s now,
yeah,
right?
Why is he doing what he's doing?
I don't know.
I think he would do it for free. He is a competition-aholic.
He just loves the game.
John Lynch, do you think John... Yeah, that's my point.
I know.
Not everyone is wired that way.
But again, it's different when you're a player compared to a front office person. I think Jerry West is similar in this. Like Jerry West loves the game.
I think John Lynch, too, is a competition-aholic. You don't think so?
I think John Lynch is.
John Lynch could do whatever he wants. He is a Stanford graduate. He is a Hall of Fame player. He was a great broadcaster. He could do anything. He does not need to be bothered. Why is he doing what he's doing? Because he truly is obsessed with football.
Gabriel's on the freeway in Berkeley, wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Gabriel?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's up, man?
Hey, so I love this topic, but I think that a lot of people would play for free because I just look around at, like, the people around me. I'm 35, and, like, a lot of people look for softball leagues or
exactly.
Play basketball on the weekend. Like, I think a ton of these guys really love the sport. And even if they had to work a full-time job, they might not, like, travel the country to play basketball. It's, like, really tiring. But I think they would all play for free.
Well, wait, Gabriel, real quick, the question isn't whether you or I or Sam Lubman or Joe Shasky would go out there and play for free. Absolutely. The question is, like, the actual guys, the professionals going out there to play for free. Like, Bill Romanowski said that he would do it. And I believe Romo. I'll take him at his word. He'd say he played for free. It's just hard for me, Gabriel, the way we discuss finances and sports now, to truly believe that anyone in today's society, professionally, will go out there and play for free if given the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying with these the amount that they're playing, because I can only imagine what that would do to your body. But I guess the question changes if it's just like, oh, would these guys go and find a weekend league?
Sure. No, and Gabriel, I appreciate your call, but again,
I think you're taking it way too literal.
How can you not a little bit is what I'm saying. I get what you're trying to say.
Why does Steph play golf?
Because he enjoys playing golf.
Because he freaking loves it. You think he wants to be garbage?
I think he just wants to get out of the house.
Okay.
It's his hobby. His hobby.
Anyone who actually plays golf as serious as he does is like, yeah, I'm trying to be really good.
If you've seen his house, too, you would not want to get out of his house.
Yeah, exactly. All all I'm saying
is Kent Lake up there?
Of course, money is always a factor. We're playing a fun, silly hypothetical. You have to detach the business algorithms that these guys get in once they get into the leagues. I truly believe Patrick Mahomes, this is just my belief, and watching the quarterback doc and how obsessed he is, that dude would play for free. Now, the fact that he's made a bunch of money enables him to be able to have, you know, whatever mindset and all that stuff, and now it is all about legacy. But there's something to be said for the guys like Tiger. Tiger could barely walk, and the guy's still out here trying to grind and get back onto the PGA Tour. You know, Tom Brady dissolved his marriage to chase football.
He did.
That's a level of love and passion that most people can't comprehend.
You could blame why I'm so cynical about this conversation. You could blame, you know, the powers that be when it comes to the NBA. You could blame Major League Baseball, NFL. That my mind's not even allowing me to enjoy your conversation, Joe. And I'm telling you,
I don't get it,
because we've been talking about
you're letting the Michael Porter Juniors of the world,
I know,
the dummies, straight up
there's
dummies,
a lot of them.
All the podcast-itis dummies that are out there kind of permeate through your head. I think there are, like the caller said, I think there are way more guys that do love the sports that they're in than we give credit to. They love that more than most people love anything else in their life.
Football is an interesting one, though, too, because that one gets taken away from you so quickly. Right? Like when it comes to injuries, when it comes to the game passing you by, like that's a conversation we're having with Christian McCaffrey this year and how he's going to look. And if he loses a step, right? Like it's a very, what is it? What was it? NFL, not for long. Like that's what we call it, right? And it's a very humbling game. And when it's gone, it's gone. These guys, like the Romanowskis of the world, when they get up there and they start to see their mortality, yeah, then you start to question, like, yeah, God, I wish I could just have one more shot. I would play for free. I understand that.
Someone keeps texting in. Pablo Sandoval's playing in some tiny little league somewhere. Like, Pablo loves baseball. Loves it. Like, loves baseball. There's something to be said for that.
There is. No, and you're right. There are the fringe players that would like the 4A players that would just like one more shot at to do it.
Julio Franco, like, is a guy that comes to mind that played forever. Ricky Henderson never retired.
Yeah.
I truly, now look, Ricky had his thing on money and didn't want to cash certain things. He came from nothing. I truly believe Ricky loved the game. He
rest
loved,
in peace.
No doubt he loved the money. There's a reason why he hung around as long as he did.
It's true. No, all these guys, hell. I wonder if Justin Verlander wants to do that. Does Justin Verlander want to play for free next year? That's basically what people are going to be trying to look at him for, is free. Like $1 million. Come on.
But at this point, I don't think he's playing for the money.
Well, no, he's not. That's what I'm saying. At this point, he's definitely not playing for,
you know?
I don't know what he's playing for at this point.
Of course,
anymore.
There's a compensation package.
I mean, how much did he make this year? Like 15 plus million, 18 million? What did he make this year? God. It's unbelievable. It all comes back to the Giants.
You think Buster Posey's doing the job that he's doing currently for the money or for the love of the competitionaholic stuff of trying to fill that void?
The latter.
Romo told you, I miss it so much.
Yeah.
He's in his 60s.
I know. Let's pick this up on the other side. We got K Bueno. I like that. K Bueno in Oakland wants to join in this conversation. Players today that would play for free. We're talking professionally, not, you know, Joe Schmo off the couch. Who do you think in today's game would play for? It's a hypothetical. We're not taking it seriously. And I apologize to the audience, to you, Joe, if I took it, you know, if I took it to a cynical level. Because
Bill Belichick's not in North Carolina for the money. No, he's going to stick you to get a couple extra million because why not? But
no,
he loves it.
I think he wants to change the narrative about how it ended in New England. And he wants to show everyone that he could still be that dude. But he's going to do it at a college level. That's what's coming up. The game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be ready for your road trip with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids. Before you head down to the coast or over the Golden Gate, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You've all kind of seen how Jerry is.
Dude, you played catch with him.
Exactly. If I told Jerry, hey, you could have played five more years, but it would have been for free. Five more years, now that he's been retired as long as he has. He would have said, sign me up.
He would have, and also Terrell Owens, who still is trying. Yes.
Okay, 100%.
Yes.
So, like, we know there's a baseline. Like, you have to be able to have some, you know, way of taking care of yourself or whatever. If I told Patrick Mahomes, hey, you've made all the money you've made. At the end of your career, you got to play five more for free or you hang them up. What would you do? I think he would want to play another five more. If I told Brady the last 5 years of his career, he would have had to have been for free, but he gets to play till he's 51. He would have done it. I really, truly believe
well,
that.
He took the pay cuts in comparison to pay cuts, right? But he did. But I'm saying, like, Brady, in an era where no one was taking pay cuts to make their team better,
yeah,
he would do that.
Now,
like he did.
Like, Brock Purdy, I don't think he had made enough generationally to be like, hey, the next 5 years, you play for free. Like,
right.
No, he needed to get, you know, compensated and be able to make his family, you know, settled and whatnot. And so, and there's a lot of guys like that, whether Brandon Ayuk or whether it's Trent Williams prior or whatever. But I think when you hear these guys retire and the dust settles, right, and they're allowed perspective, the same theme for the top dog competitors is always similar of, man, If I could go back, just get a couple more years with the fellas, if I could go back to competing, whatever. If I told John Lynch today, hey, you would have had five more years, but those final 5 years were for free, I think he would have signed up for it.
Nostalgia is a hell of a drug. We love our nostalgia. And that's
Frank Gore. You think Frank Gore?
Yeah.
How about Patrick Willis? If I would have told Patrick Willis or Navarro Bowman, hey, the final five, you get five extra years tacked on, okay? But he had to play for free. I think both would have signed up. Their bodies let out on them.
Let's go to K. Bueno in Oakland wants to join in this conversation. 888-957-9570. So we just want to ask, like, the players you feel like would play for free right now if given the opportunity, for the love of the game, for the camaraderie, whatever the reason is. What players do you think would play for free right now? K. Bueno, what's up, man?
Yeah, what's up? Hey, first of all, thanks for taking my calls, guys. Just sipping my morning roast as I'm listening to the morning roast.
Thank you.
Poetic, I know. The first player that comes to mind, man, like George Kittle.
Mm.
I mean, the dude is just a grinder.
Great
and
call.
You see how much fun he has out there. You know, he's got so much just zeal for the game. He's so just, running around, and he's up in everyone's faces, having a blast. Not just his teammates, but just the other his competitors, the guys he competes against during the game. He's genuinely out there playing like a 12-year-old at recess.
Do you think Fred Warner similarly can be? I can say the same thing about him because I now that you say Kittle, I immediately think similar of Fred Warner.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say Warner too because I was thinking those are the first two guys that came to mind.
I like that.
The passion that they display on the field, not just the way they play the game, they play hard, they play full throttle, but just the energy they bring to their teammates, the energy they bring to the game. And you don't just hear from teammates, you hear from the opponents. You hear opponents in, you know, interviews off the field talking about who the guys that are the highest energy, the toughest opponents, with respect, of course, and Warner and Kittle come to mind. Now, I think Kittle, just because, you know, he does a lot of the dirty stuff, the blocking. He's not always doing the most glamorous, you know, the most glamorous jobs as a tight end. He's not out there just, you know, getting catches and running for touchdowns. He's doing the dirty stuff, and he loves it. He genuinely loves the pancake dudes at the line. Now, he could certainly play for free. I think, honestly, he might be debating if that was the case. He might go to the WWE for free.
Yeah.
No doubt, dude. I think he would be one guy who'd be like, you know what? Throw me in, coach. Sure. Give me a free contract. I love the game. I love my team. I love the sport. I love my squad. I love the fans. Kittle, 1,000%. Warner, too. Warner is 1A, but number one for me is Kittle.
All right, let me throw another one at you, Spadoni. Great call.
Great call. K-1-0.
We all watched the videos. I sent one to the group this morning.
All in the videos.
Will Clark would have played another 5 years for
Absolutely.
Free.
Absolutely. Will Clark, by the way, going in on the Giants. I mean, some good stuff from Will Clark in his recent podcast. But, yeah, that's one. What are the ones?
I think Hunter Pence, too. I think Hunter Pence would have played another 5 years for free if presented with the option.
Who is absolutely not playing for free?
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, yeah, there you go. I was going to say.
Aaron Rodgers.
I kind of like the reverse one.
I love this one. Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is
at the top of my list.
Brandon Ayuk?
That's not fair. I don't think that's fair.
I think he wants. I think
like
he
that.
Wants to get back.
Right, I disagree.
That's a cheap shot. Okay.
No. I think that's a misnomer. It's not your fault. I actually think that that's a misnomer. I think we've painted him in the wrong light. And if I've contributed to that, I apologize.
No. It was a tumultuous negotiation, and it bled into training camp, and it kind of just was a precursor of things to come for the Niners season last year. I think that's why we talked about it there. But this is what Bill Romanowski said to us last segment, Joe. Courtesy of River Islands, on whether or not he'd play without getting paid.
There is a business side of the game. It is a game, and, you know, and I felt blessed to, you know, be able to do it because I would have played for nothing. Literally. I would have played for free, but I was fortunate that I paid a lot of money to do what I did, and that's a reality.
And we're just going to take him at his word for it right here, because that's all we can
do.
Having fun with it. And players that you feel like would play for free, and conversely, let's ask it, players that would absolutely not play for free. You said Aaron Rodgers, which I think is a great one. Is there anyone?
Joe Montana.
I don't want to get you. Oh, that's a good one.
He loves to get paid at every turn. I love Bonds. I don't know.
Well, he can't. Yeah.
Kind of like Aaron. Like, I love the game. I love to play. But you got to pay me.
God, he was so good, though. Still, too. Like, he still could have kept playing and playing and playing, too. And then obviously what took place. And yeah, that's an interesting one.
That's a random one. I don't know if that's fair or not. But
is there anyone in.
Well, Chris Paul also comes to mind.
Chris Paul for playing for free?
No. Him and James Harden, gotta pay me.
I mean, Chris is like 50 years old.
He's made $8 gazillion, dude.
I mean, he's 40.
It's always a narrative. 40. Gotta get more.
Clippers, by the way, he's back. How you feel about that? As the Warriors season's going to get announced today, the season schedule. Has that been announced yet, boys? No, we're still waiting? Still waiting on the season?
Unlimited possibilities.
Oh.
Warriors schedule and Jonathan Kuminga, things we're waiting on.
Don Nelson. Would not coach for free.
That's a good one.
And I love Don Nelson, but
no chance.
George Karl would not coach for free.
No. Who's out there right now that would? I think Doc Rivers would. Doc loves an opportunity. Just get him in there. Doc will coach for free.
Steve Kerr?
actually, I do.
I think Steve will, because
I do.
Steve's doing like when you're doing the Olympics stuff,
I think
that means you're a diehard.
Spoelstra, too, would do it for free.
Yeah, like Popovich was doing it for such a long time, too. Like, when you start dipping your toes into getting your summers, like, or getting taken away from you, too, you love the game at that point. You have to love the
game. Dusty Baker is a life. Like there are certain people that are, like, lifers within their sport. And I look at Dusty that way.
What about Bob Melvin?
Poor Bob.
Poor Bob! You just crushed the guy the entire show. What are you saying?
I mean, he's never going to get employed again.
Oh, my God, stop.
Thinking from the head.
I'm not allowing you for a poor Bob after ripping the guy the last couple days. Poor Bob. I mean, I'm so sorry what I had to say about him, but poor guy. Stop. Stop it. What if Bob Melvin was making nothing next year and he picked up the option? Would that be better?
No.
Oh, no. Just...
He can't be in that dugout.
He can't be there. 888-957-9570.
Like, you know, I think about guys whose careers were cut short by injuries. And, you know, I think of like Lincecum or Steve Young. You know, Grant Hill. Like, would Grant Hill have played for free for 5 years if he would have been pain-free? You know? Like,
Brandon Roy is one.
Brandon Roy, great
example.
That's
what I was going to say. Yeah.
That's a really good one. I like that one a lot. Greg Oden.
Yep.
You know? But I think those ones are, like, I always think of Navarro Bowman. Like, he gave his body to the game of football.
I think one right now, and it's going to be interesting, like Mike Trout. That's the guy right now, and I watched him yesterday. I had a tweet because it was Dodgers Angels, and everyone's making a big deal because it's Ohtani versus Trout, the first time in Major League. You know, in the major leagues that they've gone against each other when Shohei's pitching, because they did at the World Baseball Classic a couple years ago, former teammates, obviously, in Anaheim. But, you know, there's part of me watching it, like him strike out twice and just the season he's had in the last couple seasons. Like, man, probably not going to see another elite season from Mike Trout, which sucks.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks. And I wonder if it gets to the point for him, like, once that contract's over, what is he going to be, like 38, 39, I want to say? Is he going to play through that whole thing? And is he going to, like, have an opportunity elsewhere? Like, if he's, like, you know, kind of that Albert Pujols level. Mm-hmm. Albert Pujols kept playing. Like, and I don't think he was making that much towards the end there. Maybe he was. I don't remember. Maybe he signed a one-year deal thing late. But, like, those kind of players is what I think about.
Do you guys know about Pistol Pete Maravich? Do you guys know the story about
him? Yeah.
Rest in peace. It's been, like, 40 years.
Does it matter when I say rest in peace?
He expires after 10 years. For
I can't say it anymore.
Rest in peace. Nope. Abraham Lincoln.
Now you're just resting.
Abraham Lincoln, rest in peace.
I mean, Jesus,
like,
it's been so long. I mean, God, like, yeah, rest in peace.
I mean, Cleopatra. I mean, I don't even know what we're doing here.
Yeah, I don't know if he was a good person or not.
He loved basketball so much. I mean, he died in like a church league on a Sunday playing ball, you know, at 40 years
Again,
old.
Rest
of a heart
in peace.
Attack.
Yes, rest in peace. There you go.
You know, loved the game.
Okay, so where are you getting out here? Just, you know, you're just getting to...
Just tragic individuals that love their sports so much that just can't stop playing. Like, I honestly think, and I know Phil is all about the money, I think Phil's addicted to golf, but he's also addicted to money. Like, they go hand in hand.
Oh, that's funny you said Phil. I thought you were talking
about... Phil Mickelson.
I thought you were talking about Phil Jackson for a second. You think Phil would come back for a year?
No, Phil likes to get paid.
He does. Of course he does. Yeah.
Phil likes to get paid.
He's addicted to gambling.
Who?
Phil.
Mickelson.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. But I also think he does love golf.
Yeah.
I think it's both. I think it's both things, and they just happen to work perfectly.
I think he was forced to go to live, though.
Well, that's a whole nother...
He needed that money.
You don't need
talking about a guy that just... He had the... If he wanted to be the next face of golf from a media perspective, he could have been that guy. And then he just put his... He needed to put a foot in his mouth because he just could not help himself when it came to that. Phil Mickelson's a good one, though. Tiger Woods, you referenced, obviously. Like, Michael Phelps was that guy towards the end.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps, I think, was a good one as we talk about Olympians, because he obviously gets all the sponsorships. And I don't know how much you make from actually being, like, a professional swimmer. I'm not part of that circuit. I don't know anything about that. But... He didn't need to come back. Like, he'd already proved himself in Beijing. But, like, doubling down and going to London and going to Brazil, like, it's pretty incredible.
Let me throw another name at you. And you guys are going to smile right when I say it. Jeff Garcia would have done 5 more years for free.
That's a good one.
Right?
Doug Flutie?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, Doug
Flutie Flakes?
The Flutie Flakes.
Come on,
bro. Like, those are the players that you think
100%.
About, 100%. Big Boss Man, Matt Nahagian, had an interesting one here, and it kind of opens a camp.
I love how offended people get when we even, like, suggest having fun with this hypothetical.
Well, I was offended at first because my brain was telling me to be offended by it. Because we've become so accustomed to, as a society and as a media, to talk about the finances and players got to get paid and this pay. And it's a pay me world. And I get it. I want to get paid. You want to get paid. We all want to get paid. I understand that. But at the same time, like, there is a level when it comes to these athletes that once it's gone, and they can't get it back. I actually hear about this when it comes to like my brothers that have served in the military and they miss it. Like they miss the camaraderie. Like it's,
sure.
And it kind of sounds crazy from sure. people that haven't served and I've gone overseas and like fought in actual wars and battles. And like I talked to my brother Rob that served in the Marines and served in, over in Iraq in the early 2000s. Like there's times where I miss it. Like there's, I was like for me, for a guy that never, like, I couldn't wrap my head around that, but there's the camaraderie aspect of being with these, like your brothers
yeah,
and your sisters
absolutely.
In arms. Like I'm taking it to an extreme here, but there's aspects to the stuff.
Absolutely.
Right? So
absolutely. And I think, you know, if you talk to anybody who played high school or college sports, or if they were lucky enough to play in some sort of minor league sports, the whole downtime in between games and in between practices, the locker room banter, the long bus rides, the trips, the this, everyone's got those stories and you cling to them and you miss them. And those are the good old days.
Again, like I said, nostalgia, it's a hell of a drug. Nick Bosa, you playing for free?
I don't.
I know you want
to. That does mean that he loves the sport, but I think
yeah.
mercenary mode.
888-957-9570. We're having fun here. What players in today's game, or maybe in the past, you felt like could have played for free if given the opportunity because they loved the game so much? 888-957-9570. Conversely, you could also put the other side. Who is absolutely 100% okay. never playing for free?
Pedro Martinez is a guy that I think of, and I know he made lots and lots of money. I think yep. he loves the game.
Yeah, clearly. Like, the players, like, and I always love those random, like, because I think he just retired recently. Jesse Chavez is a guy that comes
to mind. That's a great call.
Jesse Chavez, who played for 1,000 different
Sergio
teams.
Romo, who Sergio was on Romo. Yesterday.
Edwin Jackson.
Yes.
Guys that can play. Ish Smith. There you go. For the love of the game. Let me just keep playing. I know Carter's out there laughing at Ish Smiths of the world. We've gone too far. But those guys
Richie
love the game.
Incognito.
Oh, well, that guy.
He just can't stay away.
That guy. He is. He's something else.
The baddest.
I kind of love him in the podcast game, though. The guy is.
Wait a minute. Richie Incognito has a podcast?
No, he's been on podcasts,
though.
Oh,
I was going to say.
Where he's shooting the breeze with.
What would the name of his podcast be? Bully Boys?
Bully Ball?
Bullies with Fullies?
It's Bully Ball with Richie Incognito.
Bully Ball with Richie Incognito.
His first guest is Jonathan Martin, too. There you go. Sorry.
Waterlogging.
Oh, my God. That whole story, by the way, was so ridiculous. Just in hindsight, things that we just didn't need to waste our time on.
49er legend, John Martin.
Oh, God. Was that Chip Kelly?
If you had one block, who would you rather not have be the right tackle? Would it be Kwame Harris or Kwame Harris from Stanford, or is it John Martin? Who was the worst offensive lineman?
Oh, well, I was going to go like Robert Gallery for me. That guy just...
He was a decent guard.
He stunk.
Not the number two overall pick. Did you guys pass on Larry Fitzgerald or?
Passed on all of
or
them.
Was it Calvin Johnson?
I mean, all of them.
Was it Calvin Johnson?
I think that was Jamarcus that we passed on everyone up. But yes, I think it might have been. It just doesn't matter. Who cares?
At least he could throw a football 80 yards from his knee.
Hey. Arm talent?
You didn't see that Sugar Bowl, that Cotton Bowl, whatever that was. He looked so good. I was a believer in Jamarcus.
It's the only game of his that Al Davis saw.
Dude, he looked so... I thought he was Culpepper 2.0. I was a huge Culpepper
dude,
guy.
From his knees, the length.
Raider legend.
Well, that was Kyle Bowler did that before he did.
But I'll say this. He always had that comeback against the Broncos. I think it was Josh McDaniels' squad. That was the nail in the coffin. And then you hired the guy. You beat him with Jamarcus Russell. He's like, that's the guy I want to lead the Raiders in the future. Mark Davis. God, he sucks. 888-957-9570. Players or coaches you think would come back and play for free if given the opportunity, or current players you feel like would do the same. 888-957-9570.
Like, Guru is an example. For the love of the game. Straight up. Anything he does in life. Music, sports, family, the radio. When I think of Guru, I think of
he's
for the love
the
of the
biggest
game.
Biggest smile on his face listening to you right there.
What,
he's
you think
gonna
I'm
come
joking?
In, no, he's going to come in after this segment's over and give you a dap and give you the biggest hug and say, yeah, Butch, I love that you said that about me. That means so much. Then Steiny's going to be all upset. Steiny's doing it for the love of the game.
He's already in a bad mood.
You couldn't even finish the sentence on Steiny. By the way, last week I was listening to them.
If it's crushing the Warriors for four hours, he might do it.
He had
for
the
free.
Greatest idea. We have to bring this up. He had one of the greatest ideas I've ever heard. It was about how he was going to set up a bar. You know, there's like the Yankee bar, the Steeler bar. There's the Connecticut Yankee, for example, which is down near Jackson Park. There's all these
like, they have like Yankees like bar.
Yeah. What?
Like there's like niche bars.
Yeah, there's niche bars. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. We're like team bars, sure. Right? He wanted to create a bar where it's the anti-Bay Area bar. And at some point, he was like, we would be playing highlights of, it would be lowlights though, of like Super Bowl losses, of like great moments against Bay Area teams, right? I guess it would be KD getting hurt just on like a loop. You know what I mean? He had one line where he was like, it would be.
Blake Snell. He stinks.
He had one where it's like, no. In this hypothetical, the Little League World Series is going on, and it's Team Petaluma versus Taipei.
We just want Taiwan to crush.
No, he said it was Petaluma versus China, and we're going to be rooting for China.
And he goes to where everyone's in the bar rooting against Petaluma. And I swear to God, I was dying. I got a bellyache, a legitimate bellyache. It might have been the greatest 15 minutes in the history of Steiny's radio career. I honestly, it was one of the greatest ideas of all time.
I'm done discussing sports.
And then he said there'd be a VIP section for Brian in Palo Alto.
Oh, the red carpet. No, it has those little like the red carpet rope.
Like
that's like the velvet
service.
Velvet rope.
Yeah. Steiny's the one who's bringing bottle service out to you, and it's instead of like flares and stuff, he just throws the bottle at you.
Drink that Haterade.
Oh, God. It was, honest to God.
That's really important. Hey, can we tease what we're doing tomorrow or not yet, Sam? Have we given the pass on that? Are we doing that? It's like, okay. We'll spoil it. There is something to be said about what we're doing today.
Think about this.
We can tease it to reveal it tomorrow, maybe. I don't know.
We're doing something with Steiny and Goo here on the Morning Roast. Things are percolating behind the scenes that we're going to unveil tomorrow. We'll say it like that. How about that? Does that work?
Who else?
So we're excited about
that. Tease right
we're doing
there.
A partnership.
If we were going haters of all things Bay Area sports that are associated somehow, some way with sports, with 95.7 The Game, like the YouTube chat would be in there somewhere, right? Because there's a ton of haters that are in
there.
Oh,
we got all the haters there. But we love haters. Haters hate, and we love them. But you know why? Because if you don't have haters, there's a problem.
Okay.
You ain't got haters, you ain't popping.
There you go. T. Swift said it best.
Who else would be in this bar that Steiny created? I tell you, it's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I'd be in the anti-Bo Nix bar, wherever that is, whether it's at Oregon
that
football, Denver Broncos. That's me, though. I'm just telling you. If he ever becomes the 49ers quarterback, I might be in that bar. That's it.
Like, is there a mural of LeBron James somewhere on the wall?
the ghost of trauma past is going to be all on display.
Like there's got to be like Mahomes.
The ghost of Trey Lance.
Like a fat head of Mahomes. The ghost of Trey Lance.
Ooh, this is the
it's just the evaporation of three picks.
Oh my God. Is it going to be, who else has like done more harm than good? Bob Melvin going to be in there?
Armando Benitez, like a shrine to Armando Benitez and Mark Melanson.
Oh no.
Yeah, Bob Melvin's in there.
Bo Mel's in there. Who else?
Bob's in like the sleeping area. Like there's a bunch of pillows and then there's Bob.
Pete Carroll's
sleeping.
Pete Carroll's hanging
100%.
Out. 100%. Pete Carroll's just, he's just like, oh, whatever. Nick Sirianni hanging out there. Oh, Big Dom. Big Dom's
Big
hanging
Dom
out there. He's the bouncer.
There's definitely a drink named after
Big Dom. The bouncer.
There's definitely a drink named after Big Dom at this bar.
Big Dom Perignon. There you go. There you go.
He's That's crushing. A good one.
There you go. Oh, my goodness. Who was
Kyle
it?
Kyle Williams is one of the bartenders.
Oh, no. Kyle
Keeps
Williams.
Dropping your drink.
Sam, you're on fire.
You think Jimmy Garoppolo's hanging out as a VIP there? Towards the end, people.
So Jimmy Garoppolo's one of the
your girl.
Yeah, that's
Jimmy
right.
Jimmy Garoppolo's one of the waiters, but he's gonna bring your food to the wrong table.
No, he's gonna steal.
Oh, no,
he's gonna steal your girl
he
too.
He brings the food to the wrong table. Oh,
it's all time. Oh. 888-957-9570.
And the guy like Tom Sula being interviewed by Cozumel on a loop somewhere, right?
Chip Kelly hanging out there. Just all the coaches section. You have the bad ownership section, bad general manager section.
Oh, then John Fisher has to be a co-owner of this bar.
No.
100%.
Oh, my
Moves it to Sacramento.
Which means there's like a shovel in the ground somewhere.
Oh, did you see that, though? There's cement.
What?
There's cement in the ground?
There's a foundation that have started at the A Stadium
in
Vegas.
They poured.
Mm-hmm.
Did Townie pour it?
I've got the greatest concrete stat that not even Golden State Lumber knows. That's coming up next, okay, babe?
Did
on Ace Cast.
Pour it. Sam, you are like The 9 o'clock hour is yours.
And that's going to be...
some more concrete.
Thank you for finishing it. I needed it, Sam.
You did the alley. I did you.
Can we just have a legitimate conversation? She is the worst.
Okay, I'm not getting in this one. Yeah, I'm not. I'm out.
Why are we afraid?
I'm out.
I'm sorry. I hate to break the narrative.
There's some very good, talented broadcasters of both genders, and she's just not good. It's okay. Every day, Instagram is roasting her. Someone is doing the impression roasting
her. You know who's actually been crushing it, though, lately? And I'm going to give them their flowers because we were talking about it. Kevin Dan on the calls for the Valkyries.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Kevin,
he's been absolutely destroying it. And I love what the Valkyries have been doing lately. And we need to be talking more about the Valkyries, Joe. All right.
You give a tip to Sprewell, who's one of the waiters, and he chokes you out. That's what the 408 saying at this bar.
Well, in this scenario, the Valkyries will be playing in the playoffs, and we're going to be rooting for the Washington Mystics instead. Is that what we're doing?
This is the greatest. This might be the greatest text line of all time. In the Steiny Bar, it's located in Howard Terminal. Oh my God. It's so good.
Jack
that
London
is,
Square.
It's so good.
That's so
it's
perfect.
Incredible.
Next to the
oh my God.
Next to the Cost Plus World Market over there, over Jack London Square.
I guess you could have a chain and set it up at Hunter's Point too, just to keep driving it home.
Fremont. Go Fremont as well. There's one there.
The entire one in San Jose, but the Giants block it.
Yep.
There's a sign out front.
Bud Selig's he's a VIP. Are you kidding me?
100% blue ribbon panel.
There you go.
There's a sign
Bobby
out front that's
blue ribbon seats.
Guru will be on stage at 9 and he never shows up.
Oh no.
This
Evan
guy instead. Is such a D.
It's Evan and Grandy. The Grandy man. Mark Giddings and Evan Grandy.
Shut up, Evan.
Yeah. Is Kelly Oubre at this bar?
Oh my God. Kelly Oubre, no, Nick Friedel's absolutely there.
Oh, Friedel won.
Bonus title.
He's in the VIP section. Hanging out with Brian.
No, he's in the bonus section, not the VIP section.
Section.
Nick Friedel is absolutely there. Grant Cohn? Grant Cohn's hanging out? Yeah.
I love Grant.
I know, but he's definitely there, right? Come on. Grant's definitely there.
Jimmy G and Kapler are both staring into the same mirror. Oh
my. They're staring at each other, thinking it's a mirror.
Oh, the all-time haters in the Bay Area sports scene. Oh,
Farhan's got to be at this bar somewhere.
Oh my.
Well, he's platooning who the waiters are.
With his cackle, with his. Yeah. Just a goofy there, not Krusty the Clown.
Hey guys, I needed this laugh. I've had a lot of like just stuff going on at the house with the poor dog and everything, and it's just
dog
been
okay?
tough.
What's going on?
Poor guy's just he's got a diaper right now.
Oh,
it's just
that's too bad.
Yeah.
That sucks.
He's doing a little better. It's just I'm carrying him up and down the stairs.
What do you want to see from joint practices today? Like they're going up against the Raiders. The Broncos, I think we all agree, are going to be like a really good team. The Raiders are not going to be a good team. They'll be maybe, like, their high ceiling is like maybe they'll be 6-10, maybe. Or maybe they'll get 7 wins. I think they're over under 6.5 from Vegas.
I don't know what to make of that.
I don't know what to make of it, but I would like to see the Niners just be better today. Can they do that?
Chip Kelly's the OC.
Chip Kelly is that.
I mean, you want to talk about a reunion here. I mean, Chip Kelly.
I actually don't hate who they have on offense.
Do you think Jed daps up Chip Kelly when he sees him? Like, thank you for that season because it got us Kyle Shanahan.
You think Kyle Shanahan, Chip Kelly, they do a meeting of the minds when it comes to offensive
because Kyle has a fullback and Chip would never use a fullback.
No, he's not.
Well, so those two minds don't ever.
He's going to have Ashton Jeanty. Are you interested to see him on Saturday?
Oh, I like Ashton Jeanty.
The Niners run defense I have questions about now.
They've got nice weapons. Like, the Raiders have nice weapons. They have good personnel.
Well, I think you'll see some of them, too, which is what I'm saying. That you'll see, like, because you saw the Broncos in the first game, too. They played a lot of their ones.
Exactly. So, Max Crosby, I think, is the guy that I'm circling, and I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Is Trent going to play?
Right? I would like to see it.
It sounds to me like George Kittle is the only guy on offense who really looks like he is just head and shoulders above everyone else. I'm just going off the reports from everyone. Not that Trent isn't good, but he
hasn't. Or McCaffrey, we don't know, really.
Well, both of them, Trent and CMC, have been on more of a pitch count, snap count, than Kittle. It sounds like Kittle every day is dominating.
And who do you want to see dominate today, Niner fans? 888-957-957. Who needs to dominate, quite frankly? Either in the preseason or in the joint practices today, I would like to see Brock Purdy. First and foremost, he should dominate that secondary. They got no one in Vegas. Like he should dominate that secondary. There's no one. There's not a Pat Surtain over there. Barron. It is Barron actually. There you go. The whole secondary for me, as far as I'm concerned, there's a lot of up in the air what ifs. He should dominate today. Is what I'm saying. But that goes back to the offensive line. It's Max Crosby going to be dominating the O line. I would like to see Trent Williams there. Obviously, they got. Nick Bosa, I expect to dominate too. They got the Colton Millers of the world. And don't really know who else on that right side.
Let me give you, not like a scorched hot take. I just have this feeling we're going to get close to a career year from Bosa.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
You think he's DPOY, but it'll be on a DPOY level this year, you think?
Well, the awards are always tough because you got to be good. Your team's got to be good. You got to impact winning and all that. I'm talking I think he's on the pace for like a 15 sack season plus. I think that's on deck this year. And I'm really interested to see if Bryce Huff can give them kind of like what they got from D Ford. You know, you look at the stats and you didn't see these crazy gaudy sack numbers from D Ford. But when you watch the games, tremendous pressure. He forced guys to step up and other dudes were either getting sacks or they were forced to release the ball. The quarterback was way quicker than they wanted to. I wonder if Bryce Huff can give them that kind of impact. I really do.
I love that. And obviously any rookies that are going to be healthy or suiting up or first-year players with the team, I would love to see step up as well and show flashes because I love what Romanowski told us last hour. Joe, Bill Romanowski joined us. Really good stuff. Find it on YouTube or the Odyssey app. Full interview there. But he was just like, I shouldn't have to look for people to make plays. They should just make them. Like, that's how you separate yourself from joint practices and from Saturday. What are you looking at me like that?
I've got a lot of things sparking in my head. I have bad ADD.
What's up?
So now I'm imagining Barkley and Brian Windhorst at the bar, and Barkley's ordering shots, and Windhorst is paying for him with a checkbook championship.
Oh, God.
Checkbook.
Richard Jefferson, is he out there, too?
Yeah,
We a lot. There you go. Who else all time? Nick Wright? Do we have Nick Wright on there
yet? Nick Wright's nose.
Beat me by 1 second on that.
Nick Wright's nose is somewhere with the booger sugar.
Hey, relax on the big noses, okay? As someone with a schnoz myself, I stick up for all big noses around here. Bill Romanowski, who wouldn't learn a rookie's name unless they made plays.
Instead of chicken feet, they got Antonio Brown's feet.
I always had this thing when I became a veteran where I wouldn't even learn a rookie's name until he showed me something. Until he showed me he could make plays out on the field. And then I would actually learn his name and call him by his name. Other than that, it was always, hey, Rook, you know? And that's just kind of something I did.
By the way, Bill Romanowski, as you mentioned, the feat with Antonio Brown. Remember Romanowski's like, hey, Antonio.
He was on the show.
Yeah.
He said, come to my cryogenic chamber here at my house. We'll fix your feet in a week. He was dead serious. He was like pleading to him.
Everyone was pleading. We had the John Gruden cuts. Please stop this bleep and play football.
Instead of a bucking Bronco.
The conversation.
Instead of a bucking Bronco or the mechanical bull, it's Bonte's horse and chariot at this Haterade bar.
But he loves Bay Area sports. Why would Bonte be there?
Well, it's because he's hating on Brock Purdy. I like Brock Purdy.
He's not hating on Fast Five, though. Is he, Carter?
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Jasky, you can't bring up Antonio Brown's feet with me at all. That whole song. It's like a fever dream.
No, the best.
The whole thing was insane.
He recorded everything illegally. And then was like, Mama, I'm free. Was it Grandma or Mama? He's like, I'm free.
I think it was, yeah, one of them.
I'm out. And I was like, this guy is completely insane.
And Josh Jacobs was talking about, like, I think either being in the room or being around Antonio Brown when that happened as a rookie. He's like, dude, that was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, this is a safe space, right?
Sure.
Everybody has these guilty pleasures
just
in life.
And thousands of people.
Things that they, like, watch. Like, some people watch The Housewives. You watch what, Love Island?
Love Island, I am in love with.
Yeah. Antonio Brown's social media account, I can't avoid it. It was like OJ's. Like, I know he's bad.
CTE,
I know
ESPN.
It's wrong. I know. It's funny, though. Like, it's bad. It's so bad. It's so unethical, immoral, whatever, however you want to. I couldn't stop finding, because I wasn't following him, because I don't want to get caught following him. But it just would pop up, and I just, oh, my God.
By the way.
That For You section of Twitter, man.
It's just insane.
By the way, Antonio Brown's still currently wanted on attempted murder charge in Miami.
Oh, boy.
He's never coming back to this country.
Where is he?
If the sock doesn't fit.
You got some.
I don't know what I have after
poor
after
Kai
that
Wei
point.
Tang.
Poor Kai
poor
Wei Tang.
Kai Wei Tang. Dude, the Giants, they've made me crazy, dude.
Giants have made all of us crazy. I guess that's my final thought.
They're not the Giants, they're the Giants, because they suck.
There you go, Nick and Berkeley, saying it for me.
Giants. It's so good.
Hey,
it's so good.
Hey, they better not be sleeping on the Rays. They're coming in red hot, the Rays. They're the Sun Rays right now because they just took a series up in Sacramento.
It's going to be series big weekend.
Is Rex Ryan giving Antonio Brown a foot massage in this Haterade bar?
Well, Tim, is Deshaun Watson there too, if we're talking this up? Justin Tucker, I'm sorry, we need to stop. I don't know what's happened.
So, Carter, what is your final thought today?
There's a lot that's been happening these last 20 minutes, Carter. What's up?
Yeah, I'll give my final take. My final take of the day is, what the heck is up with the NFL and Rashee Rice? So they're having his disciplinary hearing on September 30th. Mind you, this incident in Dallas happened last offseason. So he was able to play a whole year, and now he's going to be able to play the first 4 weeks. A guy like Jordan Addison, who has suspended the first 3 games of the year for a DUI, but this guy just hits multiple cars on the freeway. I mean, what are we doing? If he wasn't on the Chiefs, would this happen?
I have no idea. It's a great question. I don't know the answer.
Pisses me off.
I know this. Money helps when you're fighting a case.
Chiefs should benefit.
Dude, Sam is batting 1,000.
Hey, he was hitting those 101 miles an hour yesterday on the mound. His stuff is so bad.
So he had the over 100.
He almost looked as good as Yu Darvish on Monday night.
Oh, well, Yu Darvish looked like Cy Young. He was incredible. I love the first thing I talked about, Rashee Rice. Chiefs should benefit from timing of Rashee Rice's suspension. Of course they do. Because it's the
Chiefs. Of course.
Of course. They might as well, right? It just... Frank Clark going to be there, too, and the talking all that smack and talking about Honey Badger. Just that whole Chiefs team that was talking all that mess.
Aaron Andrews just interviewing Travis, Richard Sherman in perpetuity.
Travis Kelce. He'll be there. Jason Kelce. Hey, Taylor Swift might be there, too.
dropped a new album on Jason Kelce's podcast.
Awesome. That's great.
I'm going to be listening to it on the way home today.
She dropped an entire new album?
Yeah. Like, what's it called? Life of a Showgirl. That's what she's called.
Life of a the only showgirl. There's only one.
Who is it?
The one from Saved by the Bell. Poor Kaiway Tang. Berkeley. Thank you.
That was the Fast
Demi
Five.
Moore.
Then Demi Moore. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity, introducing the 5-year price guarantee, one consistent internet price for the next 5 years, guaranteed. Steiny and Guru are next, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. But I do want to, my final thing, my one thing before we say goodbye, I urge everyone to go out there. You know, if you need to get your mental health checked out, if you need to talk to someone, I say go do that. The place to do it is called Alma. So go search ALMA.com. Search it. That's what I used. If you have insurance, if you don't have insurance, if you're employed, if you're not employed, check it out. You will find someone, I promise you, that you can talk to, the right schedule, the right person, the right practitioner. Everything you need is there, ALMA.com. It's Alma. I use that. I talk to my therapist once a week. It's the best thing I've ever done in my life for my mental health. I urge you to do the same on 95.7 The Game.
They're not the Giants, they're the Giants, because they suck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.